All right, man, random thought. Why does it take people forever to get through a drive-through ATM? It's the craziest bullshit I've ever seen. This Saturday, and I'm in the ATM line, and both sides, there's two ATM machines, so you have two lines. I'm in this line, and everything is going pretty decently. And all of a sudden, this guy in front of me, I timed it about 8 to 10 minutes is how long it took him. What the hell does it take? You're not like getting a mortgage through the ATM. You know, you're not asking for a loan through the ATM. You're taking out, you either got money or you don't. What the hell? Go inside or go through the teller. Stay out the ATM.
Sometimes you don't know if you have money or not. You don't know whether that bill kicked in. I mean, so you're there. You're like, okay, check balance. Yes. And then it all depends on the ATM because some ATMs go, okay, now reinsert your card. Like, son of a, I just, okay, all right, let me put it back in. Even though this jackass behind me keeps blowing his horn because he's so impatient. And I'm just trying to check my balance to see, make sure I don't overdraw. But he's back here making all this noise wearing a 2020 shirt.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm sorry. I've been broke before many times, right? I knew my balance. I knew what I had. I knew what I didn't have. He took his card out about 4 or 5 times. So he wasn't just checking his balance. He was just messing it up for everybody else. He put a damper on my Saturday. I know first world problems. A friend of mine said on Facebook, maybe that's somebody's first world problem. Maybe he had, you know, didn't know his PIN. Maybe he had insufficient funds and he's trying to make life decisions at the ATM. I get it. But freaking move. Go to a teller. Talk to somebody.
First world problems, yes. But let's be honest. If you let that upset your day, you've got personal problems.
I'm impatient. I own that. So
at least you own it.
Own it.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and just overheard people having just crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people and we've been having these crazy conversations since college.
Yep. This is the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, episode number 7.
Thanks for checking us out. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button and turn on notifications so you can be the first to know when new episodes drop. Also, if you haven't done so already, head over to YouTube and find us. Just search Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Click the subscribe button. We'll have full episodes, episode clips, and we're also adding bonus clips in the near future. Right now, we've got a subscriber contest going, so make sure you subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications and leave a comment or two. Got to keep this thing going.
Yes, sir. Sure do.
And keeping it going, a lot's been happening in the last couple of weeks. But what's been going on in the life of Terrell?
Oh, man, the life of Terrell. You know, some people have been having a bad 2020. Mine hasn't been all that bad. So it's official. I am off the market. Have a girlfriend.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, I know. I know. Somebody wants this, right? Who knew? but finally...
That's so many things I want to say. I'm going to.
I know. I gave you a window. I had that window wide open. You just didn't take it. So that's been a great experience. But the thing I've noticed most is how much time you spend like on dating apps and all those different deals. Like I've had so much free time now that I don't have to deal with that anymore. I'm actually folding my laundry when I get done with it. I wash my dishes after I eat. I mean, I'm just doing things that I haven't been doing in like months. So it's actually kind of nice to get some stuff off.
Hold up. How many dating sites were you on that it was taking up so much time in the first place?
Have you ever heard the phrase cast your net wide? That's exactly what I did. I cast my net wide. It's kind of like when you're at the casino, you put a little money here, put a little money here. You got some on the don't pass line. So there's a couple apps I would call don't pass. They have some of those. But
were you on Christian Singles, FarmersOnly.com?
Yeah, FarmersOnly.com. All of them.
Mormons are us.
Why not? You never know. You never know.
Amish dating site.
Right. If they only use technology, how does that one work?
Oh, smoke signals.
This little pitch just calls up on your shoulder. Just, hey, so Winifred said that.
Yeah, you got to send notes by carrier pigeon. That's the DM.
you know what's love when they send you some freshly churned butter.
This was done with love.
This is for you. So yeah, man, it's good. So that's kind of what's going on in my world. What about you?
So in the life of Yanni, I voted early.
Good.
Well, and I voted absentee, obviously. Got it out of the way, no lines, no nothing. And also, because I couldn't get on the plane to go vote.
Yeah.
You know, so it was great, man. I think one of the great things about it, too, is making sure that you know everything down the ballot. We stress this quite a bit, which is, it's not just about the president, right? It's about the senators. It's about the councilmen. Go down the ballot. The further down you go on the ballot, the closer it gets to your front door. And that is not a lie, because it gets down to the school board. Like, one of the guys that was on the ballot had gotten kicked off another school board like 4 years ago. So he was running for another school board. I'm like, okay, so what is it that's really going on here?
Yeah.
And it's just interesting looking up all these people, because, like, take, for instance, the sheriff. The sheriff was being the sheriff's race was contested this time. And the challenger works in that sheriff's department. And come to find out, as I did more research, the sheriff put her on leave the minute she announced she was running for his position. He's like, I can't trust her. And she's like, yeah, well, when I made my pledge to be a sheriff's deputy, I didn't pledge allegiance to the sheriff. I pledged to the law, to the department. So it's not about whether I'm going to do my job or not. And I'm like, you know what? She's got a hell of a point.
Wow, that is crazy. So you did one of those crooked mail-in ballots. Okay.
yes, I wrote Trump on it, and it's somewhere in a ditch somewhere.
No, that's good, man. I mean, I did mine Tuesday, voted in person. I wanted to get it out the way. And it's an exciting time. I'm glad to see so much activity around it. But that story is crazy, that the sheriff is like, yo, you can't work here anymore because I don't trust you. I'm hoping there's some type of discrimination lawsuit or retaliation. Has to be something. That just doesn't seem like that is right. So I hope she wins.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the reasons why she got my vote. Now, you voted in person. So that means you got the sticker, the I voted sticker.
Mm-hmm. I did.
So you know where I'm going here, because I did not see a post with you in the car with your I voted sticker. I did my civic duty. So how do we know that you even voted?
Well, everybody poops, right? But how do you know that I did it? So I did it. I didn't wear the sticker. I got the sticker, and I was going to, you know, as I was walking out, I put it on and I passed them just a line of people. Can't see their faces. We just got masks on, and everybody's looking at each other, trying to judge. I wonder who they voted for. And
sure, yeah, of course,
being in the city I'm in, they know who I voted for. Pretty
obvious. Well, black guy, we know who he voted for. Yeah.
But so I got in the car and I was about to do it, and I said, "You know what? No, I'm not." I just checked in and I said, "Hey, get out there and vote." Only took 30 minutes, and I did my part. I thought about taking a selfie, and nothing against the people that do, but I was just like, you know, I'm not going to do that. So that's why I didn't do it.
Good for you. But I mean, if I recall, we asked this question before. If you go to the gym and work out and don't post about it on social media, did you really work out?
Did you really work out? No, probably not.
That means probably you didn't really vote then.
Hey, that's between me and my God, what I did in that booth. It's none of y'all's business.
And who you voted for, it's all about you.
Yeah, it'll come out. You know, there's a, I got a little thing in the mail the other day that shows all the different general elections I voted in. And it just tells you, you know, we don't track who you vote for, but we do track if you do vote. So it's public record. You can go look and see.
Oh, really?
If I voted. Oh, yeah.
Had no idea. So
yeah, I didn't either.
Like, and I thought all this was only on social media. No, they're tracking you everywhere. This brings us to politics as usual, man. And, you know, what should have been the third presidential debate turned out to be the second and final presidential debate. And I will say, I did what I did the first time, which is after the debate, I went to see what Fox News had to say. And I remember one of the commentators said, you know, President Trump had such a high bar today, and he met it easily. And I'm like, Were we watching the same debate? Because he didn't have a high bar. Because the first one, he made sure that bar was all the way at the bottom. So all he had to do was step over it. If he didn't trip over it in the second debate, he did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was a lot better than the last one. I think there was a little bit more substance to it. Mm-hmm. I think the hypocrisy of things like, you know, you got the Biden and Hunter Biden and his family making money off him being VP. And I'm like, okay, Trump, your kids, come on. They made money off the things. So, I mean, that's the same thing. I don't care what anybody says. It's the same thing. But the part that just made me laugh the most, and Trump did a good job of like trying to keep hitting Biden on certain things.
Yeah.
And I think you can tell Biden was getting flustered because, you know, he has that stutter that he has, that he's worked to get around and get through all his life. Mm-hmm. And I think time and stress is when it's a little there. And so that started to come out a little bit. So I knew he just wanted to be like, will you shut up, man? And give one of those old school Joe punches. But my favorite part was when Donald Trump says, you know, I'm the least racist person in this room to Joe Biden and a biracial moderator. I think that
my favorite part of that was when he goes, I'm the least racist person in this room, and I know it's kind of dark in here. As he looks right past the same biracial moderator. It's kind of dark in here.
I go, girl, you don't count. Move over. Is there one behind you? No. Oh, that was a chair. My bad.
And I'm like, okay, how many people are gonna just let that just slide right on by?
I just love the fact that anybody can say I'm the least racist person. I just say that out loud, like that gets you kudos. Like somebody's like, you know what? He has a good point.
You know, somebody pointed out on social media, here's the key thing in that. He said, I am the least racist. He didn't say I am not racist. I mean, you wouldn't believe him either way, so.
Yeah, I mean, it never will. It is what it is. But it was a much better debate. There's still not a lot of substance on whatever his healthcare plan would be. And I'm like, you've talked about it for 4 years and we haven't seen it. Just show us a plan. And apparently there is a plan, according to that 60 Minutes episode, is the one where he like walked out and Kaylee yeah. gave her Leslie this big stack of paper. So supposedly the plan is somewhere in there. But yeah, it was just a very interesting kind of deal. I'm just glad that we are a week away from this being over.
Exactly. Did they?
I just can't wait.
When they showed that stack of papers, did they at least cut out the part where, oh my God, oh wait, scratch it out. It says Obamacare. But you know, one of the things that I'm wondering, why is it that we care so much about what our celebrities are doing? Because I don't know, you say this all the time too. And especially this week, I think, I want to say 50 was just trolling us. And you got to take everything 50 says with a grain of salt. Just like, I'm leaving Stars. The hell with y'all. And he was just, you know, getting people excited, stirring them up. That's what he's done from the very beginning. I mean, think about 50 got on the scene by talking shit to Ja Rule and saying that he's singing in songs. Then he took his entire style and made himself a multimillionaire off of it. forced Ja Rule to stop doing it and then took his spot just that quick. So 50 says he's not voting, for Biden because it would be 62% tax in New York, which obviously is not just the one tax. There's obviously a bunch of taxes added together to make that number. And I saw people getting upset with him on that. And I'm like, well, obviously he makes more than $400,000, so he'd be affected by Biden's tax plan. But if everybody who made $400,000 in this country voted for Trump and everybody else voted for Biden, it'd be a landslide victory. Because then the majority of people don't make $400,000 a year.
Right. And if 50 wouldn't like throw hundreds of thousands of dollars on strippers, you know, they wouldn't be happy. He makes it rain. So he's got money to burn, in my opinion. I don't feel any sympathy for him. But the other thing, though, like, who cares what 50 Cent does and who he votes for? Mm-hmm. Like, is there any of these rappers that are coming out? And, you know, I credit my cousin for bringing this up Saturday. If you are an intelligent artist, rapper that thinks on a that's an educated type person, I'll listen a little bit what you're saying. But some of these folks, I don't care what they're doing, who they vote for. It doesn't change anything that I do. And I would hate to see that we have people that are like, you know, I was on the fence until I heard 50 speak. And now I know.
You know what? Give me a voter registration card. I need that.
Yeah. You know, I was really on the fence. And then I was scrolling through XM radio and I heard 50. And I was like, right there. That guy knows. No, who cares? I mean, kudos. 50 is a grown man. He can vote for whoever he wants to. But I don't see why all the outrage. And why are people talking about this? You know, stop listening to him. I'm stop watching Power and all that stuff. No, you're not.
Well, you should start watching Power 2 just because it's not as good as the original. But yeah, not because he's going to vote for Trump. I mean, most of the people you know that you look up to, they probably vote Republican because it's in their financial benefit.
Interest. Yeah. No, I totally get it. I just find it funny how people on social just kind of lose their shit.
Oh, yeah.
Over it. And I'm like, does that really bother you who he votes for? Like he could rap the inauguration. He's trying to get paid. That's a check.
Yeah,
I get it.
But, you know, so Waka Flocka also jumped in academics comments this past week because someone was like, because I think, let's see how to go. Academics posted saying that President Obama violated President Trump with the speech that he gave in Philly. Well, somebody goes, well, what I can't believe all these people who voted for Trump and think he's a better president than Obama, they're the real clowns. And then Waka said, well, I guess that makes me a clown, which, of course, gets everybody up in arms. And, oh, my God, I can't believe he would say that. We can't tell people it's OK to vote for. We don't care who you vote for. Just vote and right. Then get mad when they vote for the person that you don't want them to vote for. Like Lil Pump, who really and truly, if he walked in this room right now, I'd just be like, who's this rainbow colored fool in my house? I wouldn't know because he's got his hair all kind of different colors. I wouldn't know who he is. Right. And you may have heard the song Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Okay, didn't think so. But anyway, nope. So Lil Pump says he's not gonna. he said he's not voting for Biden. How do I look taking a 33% tax increase? And I get it. If you're in that range, that income range, that your taxes are gonna go up, I get it. Vote your own personal interest. I'm not mad at you for voting your personal interest. It's the people who vote against their own interests that unknowingly do it. Like, well, yeah, I hate Obamacare. We got to get rid of it. Well, what about the Affordable Care Act? Yeah, we got to keep that. Idiot. Give me a voter registration card.
But I think you hit the nail on the head. You can't tell people, everybody get out there and vote, rock the vote. If your whole intent is go out there and vote for the person I like, that's the wrong message, you know, to send. But I think a lot of people have that mindset that I'm okay that you voted as long as you voted for my person, but if you didn't vote for my person, now I'm mad at you because you didn't do it. It's like, that's just how the system works, regardless of, you know, people's character, integrity, human decency, whether they have it or don't. People vote for whoever they want to vote for because which candidate is going to, help their personal interests the most.
Indeed, as it should. And why you should study as you go down the ballot, because it gets closer to your front door. Vote your interests. So, yeah, I can't wait, like you said, until this whole political season is over and it's on to some regular crazy stuff like this bullshit you were telling me about a week and a half ago. This lady lost in the park. Fill me in. What's going on here?
Oh, that story. And I am following that closely. So this was about early last week. There was this lady that was lost in the park in Utah, I think Salt Lake. She went hiking, been missing for 2 weeks. Families, you know, reported missing. Somehow the authorities get a tip that there's somebody out there and has found her. So that story comes out that they found this woman. So I'm reading it and I'm like, this is weird. She was in this, you know, hiking for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And she's fine. And that's odd. I'm saying, I bet there's more to this. And I just kind of made a little note to myself, like, this seems fishy. Then it comes out over the weekend that the sheriff there is like, hey, something doesn't add up with this story, because she claimed that she had hit her head on a rock, had a big gash, and I was so dehydrated, I could hardly stand up. I was dizzy. Well, when they find her, she's really fine. And they didn't seek medical attention. Normally, if somebody had been gone for 2 weeks, you'd have, you know, ambulance come or personally take them in, just make sure they're checked. She was fine. And so she left, you know, on her own with her family. And they were saying, well, she had to have had water because there really wasn't any potable water for her to drink. And if she drank out of the water, out of the river, it she would have been sick or possibly even died just from the bacteria in that. So how did she live off that? I mean, you know, she's not Rambo, right? So I don't think she's military trained to be out there for 2 weeks. So I'm like, there's something up with that because I think she had, there's a story. I just don't know what it is yet. My gut tells me she wasn't in that. She went out hiking for 2 weeks. She was cheating. That's what I'm going with. She's cheating.
It sounds like former governor of South Carolina, Mark Sanford, when he went hiking in the Appalachian Trails, which happened to be in Argentina. And he was hiking some different trails back there.
Yeah.
That's what this sounds so familiar.
Well, that's the only thing I can really think of, because why would you go through this lie? Why would you, if there's nothing you're trying to hide, right? Mm-hmm. And again, who knows what it could be? Maybe her husband was abusive and she was trying to get away. Maybe she fell in love with some, maybe she's a Mormon, fell in love with another woman, goes against the family's religion. She had to break out, whatever it is, there's going to be an after school special or some Lifetime movie about this. I'm just following it to see what happened. Has to be good.
I promise you, if somebody dies in all of this, it will wind up on one of these TV shows that my wife watches all the time. And I'm going to watch this go. I remember this story. Because my wife watches all these mysteries and I'm just like, what are you planning? So if you hear me just mysteriously disappearing, all right, first person to question, okay? Because she watches all these shows.
He just went out to the store to get some Popeyes and just decided not to come back. Terrell is weird. I'd be like, yeah, I can see Yanni doing something like that.
But
like,
what did he get from Popeyes? Well, he got coleslaw. You're lying.
You're lying. Officer, she did it. I was like, got coleslaw. Yeah.
You know, some of this other bullshit out there, and I almost feel sorry for this guy, Jeffrey Toobin. Mm-mm. On a Zoom call, and thought that, well, he muted himself, didn't know his camera was still on, and his. So apparently they were in this session, and they go to breakout rooms and they come back to the main session. He's in the main thing, and. Is it, and correct me if I'm wrong here, he goes to close his computer, kind of, sort of, not all the way, but just brings his screen down, and it shows that he is pleasuring himself. Mm-hmm. So he's in here jacking off on a Zoom call, and now he's suspended. The one thing I can say, one, he shouldn't be fired, and the reason being, he's in the comfort of his own home. And it's not like he did it on purpose. I look, it was so bad as I can hear the counter argument as I'm saying that.
It's still on the goddamn clock.
I feel like you're gonna, this is that argument we had about in public and what's not in public.
Yes.
Okay. So he was on a work call. Mm-hmm. He's working. Mm-hmm. If he was in his office and did it, would that be okay in your eyes?
Is it his office? Is it his home office? Or the office?
He's working.
Office?
He's working. He's clocked in. He's on the clock. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? No. But also, how bad is that moment that's what you had to do right there? Like, what was he? Who was sexting you? What were you looking at that made you say, I know I'm at work, but I just got to right now?
Who was on that Zoom call that made you?
Yeah, I'm just like, why would you do that? And then I don't feel sorry for him because you messed up, right? Mm-hmm. But you're married. Now you got to, like, how do you explain that to your wife? Hey, honey, I got suspended. And she's already looking at you like, yeah, I already read the article. It went viral. I know about
it. Honey, I was thinking about you.
Yeah. Like, what? And even if he was. I mean, just think, you got Thanksgiving coming up. Hopefully people aren't really going to get together in big crowds. But imagine you go to the family's house and you're sitting there across from, you know, her dad looking at him just like, just shaking his head. Like, you got to be embarrassed for yourself, your family. It couldn't have been worth it. You're on a work call. You're on the clock.
I couldn't imagine. Hey, first time he's back on CNN. Hey, Jeffrey, how's it hanging? But let's not act like this is not. People have done crazy stuff at work all the time. And in this environment in 2020, I know there have been some crazy things to happen on Zoom calls. I mean, like, I think I was on a Zoom call once and I forgot that the Zoom call was on. And it slightly picking my nose. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. So now you got to play it off like you're just rubbing your nose. Like, holy crap. At least I didn't pull out a long booger and be like, oh, my God. do it like third grade.
Well, so wait, now that you put it like that, now I do feel bad for him. Uh-huh. Because I've had a, not similar, but a close call. I was leading a Zoom call.
Do tell.
I was leading a Zoom call. And after the call, I was about to jump in the shower because I was going to go eat somewhere or something. And so on the Zoom call, it ended. And so I just took off. I didn't hit the logout or leave the call. So I go into the bathroom. I got music playing and all that. I'm about to take a shower. For some reason, I don't know if my phone went off or something, but I come into my living area just totally naked. And as I walk out, I see the light on my camera still on. And I was like, oh, shit. And I panic. And so I run up to it. And instead of just slamming the thing shut, I'm like leaning up to the side. I'm like trying to use the mouse to exit out. And I felt like if anybody saw something, well, there it is. This is life. This is what happens. That doesn't even apply to Jeremy because Jeffrey, he wasn't doing that. That was no one accidentally just does.
Did you notice anybody just agreeing, all of a sudden agreeing with your ideas? Like, yes, yeah. Sir, that's a great idea.
Great idea, T. Right on. Right
or
on.
Did you notice somebody going, huh, somebody's always coming with these small ideas.
It's like, Terrell, is it cold over there in Texas? I mean, it's June. That's weird.
How's your AC working over there? Apparently, it's pretty good. Oh, my God. Hilarious. You know, this is not bullshit for you or me, but I know there's some people who probably think this is some bullshit. So there's this thing in San Francisco called the Karen Act, which is caution against racially exploitative non-emergencies. So basically, when white women call the police on brothers for no reason, kind of like, you know, the reason we started this podcast, Amy Cooper.
Right.
Now,
right.
This thing is one step closer because it's already gone. It's already passed unanimously past the first read. It's up for a vote this week, and then it goes to the mayor to be signed. And as you'd expect, there are people who are like, yes, I love it. And I love the fact that y'all call it the Karen Act, C-A-R-E-N. And of course, if you have people loving it, you've got people on the other side who are hating it. Like, I totally agree with what this act does because discrimination is bad on all fronts. However, my name is Karen, and I just feel that this is racially and sexist. This is racist and sexist in its way. And I'm like, actually, it's not, but, you know.
I wonder if there's a support group of Karens that have, like, built ever since this whole Karen thing took off. So, yeah, I'm sure they're not going to like it. And I understand why, but I had nothing to do with making up that, making that acronym. I'm for it. Sorry. sorry, Karen. But it's
you're like, you know, there are other names too, like Becky and Chad and
calm down, Karen. But no, I think the people who are named Karen, you know, I mean, imagine if they came up with some kind of Yanni act and it was your acronym and that wound up being a big deal. Yeah. Well, you would hate that too. So I get it.
So you're probably right.
Yeah.
Or you just own it. It's not me. You're not talking about me. Plain and simple.
Yeah. It's not me. I don't do stuff like that. And if you keep joking with me, I'm going to call the police.
And then what?
Yeah, and then what? Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's, I totally get the act. Something to help, you know, protect people of color from this type of incident. Mm-hmm. But I totally understand, like, people who are named Karen are pissed. And I get it, because Karen's a nice name, you know, but not, I wonder what history will say about the decline in the use of the name Karen from 2018 to, I don't know, let's say 2020. I don't even know if it'll go away. I just looked at the stats, 2018 to 2025.
Yeah.
How many people named their kids Karen in those years?
I know a couple of Karens, and they're not offended by it. Now, guaranteed they're not white, but I mean, so they know they're not talking about them. So
why is that guaranteed? You don't have white friends, Johnny?
Oh, I just know. I said, that's not, you see, I like the way you did that one. I said, I guarantee they're not upset. Not guarantee that they're not white. You're an asshole. I do have white friends. I've got you. What you sipping on today?
Taking it easy. I got a pack. I got an early flight tomorrow. So I'm just going to do a little vodka and tonic.
Well, I'm going to join you on the vodka tip.
Hey, I like that you could open that bottle this time. Good job.
And I'm bringing it down to your side of the country.
Tito's.
Yeah, man. I love me some Tito's.
Yeah.
Interesting thing about Tito's, I had never heard of it before. Showed up in my office. I was getting ready to host a New Year's Eve party, and all of a sudden, this showed up and was like, no note. Didn't tell me who it was from. It wasn't until I went to the party to host it, and I was like, oh, this is the drink I got. So they probably sent it. It was Tito's. Smoothest vodka I've ever had. Love it, man.
Yeah, it's delicious. Tito's is good. Yeah, I have Svedka, but Tito's is good. Both of those are good. I can't go wrong with them.
Here's a toast, and we're doing vodka today because these are really the tears of all the women on those dating sites. Farmersonly.com. That tarot has just broken all their hearts.
All those Amish women that were trying to swipe right but just didn't have a phone to do it.
They were sweeping right. So we'll toast to their tears. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, at RGRT Pod.
Yes. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit, and we'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Tears of pain taste good. Tears of heartbreak.